Amen. You're helping us a lot. Amen. Now, we were at the youth conference. My brother Paul did not have too much of a chance to give a testimony, and that's just part of what happened there. That's okay. But so he's got the whole service tonight. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to hear his testimony. And he wanted a little break between the testimony and the message. So he'll have to give his testimony, and then we're going to sing our song, and then we'll let him preach. Amen? That's what we're going to do. Brother, come ahead if you would. Brother Paul, appreciate you so much from Burma.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I am very glad to be here tonight, and I would share my testimony. You may have to listen very carefully because my English accent is different from you all. So you have to really attentive to what I'm saying. My name is Paul Van Frey. How many of you can pronounce Paul Van Frey? The last name is H-R-E, but H is silent. And Paul Van Frey, I'm from the country Burma, and now it's called Myanmar. I was born and raised up in a Christian family, and sadly to say, my father was a member of Liberal Baptist Church. So they taught salvation by good works and salvation by keeping Ten Commandments. And among our family, my eldest brother Timothy Mann got saved. And he asked my brother, my dad one day, "Dad, if you die, will you go to heaven?" He said, "Yes, I'll go to heaven because I am a deacon. And also, you know, I give tithe and I go to the church. And that's how I'm going to heaven." And the next 6 months, he asked, "Dad, if you die right now, will you go to heaven?" "No, I'm not sure. You know, your mom is not feeling well. I could not give money anymore." So like that, I was growing like that, and I also attended the Sunday school regularly. I thought that I was saved and memorized the scripture and be there all every Sunday. It doesn't mean you are getting saved. And one day a preacher came and preached the sinfulness of man based on Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," and also Romans 5 verse 8, and you know, "While we were sinners, Christ died for us on the cross of Calvary." And he also preached on the love of God, John 3:16. And I realized that the Holy Spirit convicted me that I am a sinner, I am on my way to hell. And as I was challenged greatly, I invited and accepted Jesus Christ to be my Savior and Lord back in 1986. And the following year, I took water baptism. And at that time, I was about, you know, 12 years old, 11 to 12, I don't remember exactly. As I was growing young man, I always have a dream, a big dream to become. One thing I realized, I did not want to become a preacher or a pastor. Because I have seen my brother, because my mom passed away when I was 1 year and a half, I stayed with my oldest brother and his wife. They are just like my own mother and father. So I was the youngest man, the youngest son, and the youngest brother. And I was growing up, and I have seen with my brother serving in the church, a fundamental Baptist church, very poor, not enough. And I have a big dream to become the famous rock and roll stars in Burma. I dream of having a long hair and play guitar and make money and support the family. And as I was growing up and I have worldly friends, those who are young people don't ever have a worldly friend. They would lead you into the wrong way.
That's right.
I was led by my friend into the wrong way, because I also, as a young man, have a desire. And I was away from the Lord for 3 years and did evil things, you know. And I was not a happy Christian at all. Of course, in the church, I played guitar. In a big conference, I played guitar. People thought that I was a very good Christian. But outside of the church, I'll be a different person. And my brother knew that he could not control me anymore. He said, there was a Bible college in India where they teach music. Would you like to go there? Oh, that's nice to hear, you know. And I wanted to become a musician. And I said, yes, I would like to go there and learn music over there. And also English. Then I went there, but there was no music teaching at all. I was in a Bible college, a very small Bible college called Calvary Baptist Bible College, started by Bobby Frank, who is a very good, who was a very good Bible teacher. He passed away 3 months ago. And I was very upset and discouraged. I lost all my hope and high expectation. I asked the question, how much money will I make out of the Bible college? If I graduate from the Bible college, how much money will I make out of that? The answer I found was nothing, zero. I was very discouraged, and I took a guitar, be away from the Bible college building, under the tree, I was singing a love song. Screaming and very tired and exhausted. The Lord brought two questions which I could not answer. The first thing was, when you were so small, 1 year and a half, you could have died. But who preserved your life?
Amen.
The second thing, who owns your life?
Amen.
I had given you only one life, not two life, which I wanted to have is two life, one for me, one for God. But God has given me only one life. And he asked me, who owns your life? I could not answer. The Lord gave me directly from the Bible, Philippians chapter 1, 21. For to me, to live is Christ, to die is gain. And I repented that day, at that moment, of my sin, and be away from God, and kneel down, and surrender, committed my life to God.
Amen.
Ever since then, I was happy to be in the Bible college. And I was there in that Bible college, very hard Bible college. We have to cook our own food, wash the plate, and do all kinds. And I was so glad that I was in that difficult Bible college. And our principal is very mission-minded. And he took us to the mission field, and we were driving the whole night. We were bringing guitar along with us. And we arrived there 3 o'clock in the morning, very rural area and a small village. And people hardly wore clothes. Maybe they did not have it. And my principal asked me, can you sing a Burmese song? I sang a Burmese song, and people came out, about 200 people.
Wow.
My principal said, Paul, are you ready? Ready for what? I said, preach. Wow, the first time in my life, never preach in open air preaching. I preach the gospel about Jesus Christ. I saw people getting saved.
Amen.
Not me. It is God's doing.
That's right.
Then the Lord began to question, give me a question. How about Burma, Myanmar? Over 60 million people in Burma, 89% Buddhists out of that. Christian only 4%, including Roman Catholic. Would you care for them? Would you go back and preach the gospel to the Buddhist people and plant independent Baptist churches all over Burma. It was right there, like a pierce coming my heart. And my heart was so troubled and a great burden. I wrote to my brother, "Brother, may I come back?" He said, "Get another degree." And I stay another year and get master at Dr. P.D. Cherian. He traveled all over somewhere here, and you might have known him from India. And I studied 1 year and finished my master, came back to Burma in 1997. And that's how I went to a small village, Delta area, by faith, no support. And the Lord was gracious and stayed there for 3 years. But after 2 weeks, I cried to God because the water was so dirty, a muddy water. The best house they have is a bamboo house. And they have no restroom. They do anything from the top of the house, carrying the water for cooking, shower, drinking coffee, anything. I was born in Chin State where we have clean water. And I have to learn the language. I pray in English. I cannot pray in Burmese. So I cry literally to God and question, "Lord, why you send me here? Maybe I was too emotional to respond to your call." And the Lord gave me in my heart, "Stay there." Mm-hmm. And I stayed there and I asked the people, "Why don't we build a restroom? Otherwise, I will not be able to live here." They agree and we'll build, the first time we'll build the restroom. And I stayed there. Within 3 years, staying up 3 years, the Lord started 3 churches in 3 villages. By God's grace, and my wife also came back in 2000. My wife, God gave me a wonderful wife who helped me in the ministry. And she has a vision, I have the vision. And the vision to start orphanage home and hope children's home. And we started back in 2003. We have now 19 kids at the children home. Out of the children home, 13 of them in the Bible college and right now in the ministry. And they are taking care of all the ministry where we are gone. So after 2001, I work with health ministries and the Lord extended the ministry. Right now we have over 30 churches planted among the Buddhist people. Amen. And the Lord is doing great things in our country. Amen. And all these things, the credit goes to God alone. Amen. And we have a Bible college in English. We have 140 students this year. And we have, the Lord provide us a very good building. And we also started Faith Missionary Training Institute. We teach in Burmese language, June, July, August, 3 years, 3 months for 3 years. We also have a boot camp ministry. We teach the young people like army. Because sometimes I have seen in the Bible college, they graduate, they are in the church, sitting in the pew. I couldn't see those people. I don't like to see. So the Lord touched my heart to start a boot camp. We train the young people like army. We ask them to get up at 4:30 and run like army. And after that, we have to brush the teeth very quickly, have devotion. Just like Jesus stayed with 12 people for 3 years. So I stayed with them for 2 months. And I could see drugs addicts come, bad people come, underground people came, people who kill people, they came. The first time I was so afraid, you know. They might fight each other. But I asked them to memorize the scripture. The Bible changed their life. Amen. Transformed their life. And God really do great things. And I have given, maybe next, I think our brother Tom will put in a book, three person, very wonderful testimony. And from the boot camp. So all of that credit goes to God alone, not us.
That's right.
And it's not me doing, it's not us doing, it's God's doing through us.
That's right.
And I would like to ask you this Bible. You might have seen this Bible. And if anyone can read, I'll give you a prize.
Holy Bible.
Can you try to read? This is a Burmese character. Back in 1813, the first foreign American missionary sent out of American Baptist Church. Back in Burma, 1813. Who might be the person? Adoniram Judson. He was from Massachusetts. He came to Burma. At first, he thought that he might end up in India, in somewhere, the door was closed. But the Lord sent him to Burma back in 1813. He was serving there, learned the language, and he was put in prison for 21 months. At that time, Myanmar was under the British rule. The Burmese people thought that he might be the spy or intelligent working for the British people. So he was hanged upside down. And he saw how it was burned while he was translating. No computer, imagine. Because of his translation of the Bible, in Mandalay, they dragged him almost 2 miles by horse. The blood was flowing, like coming from the body. But he stayed there, never gave up. He served 3 years, 2 years no convert, 4 years no convert, 5 years no convert. If I were him, I would run and come to America and stay in a comfort life. He stayed there. After 6 years, one convert. He translated the scripture and published in 1832. And today, he's dead right now in heaven.
Amen.
But let me tell you, he's still preaching to his translation.
Amen.
We still use this Bible. This Bible came from Textus Receptus and Masoretic text of Hebrew Bible. So as equal as the King James Version that you had.
Amen.
And God bless it. Yes. Thousands of thousands, this Bible. The government would like to burn, but still going on. People life changing, and God is still doing great things. And people's life have been changed through this Bible.
Amen.
I would like to say to churches in America, thank you so much for sending American missionary.
Amen.
You may not realize, God is doing great things somewhere in some place all over the world through American churches. And God is still doing that. You are God's remnant. And be thankful that what God has done even in Burma.
Amen.
Just now we have heard about that. The land we buy, we have our Bible college, it was shut down 3 times. They shut down the Bible college 3 times. Sometimes when we were preaching, they stoned us. One time I was preaching the gospel, a guy came with a long knife. I am Rakhai people, I don't afraid killing people. I kept preaching. The Lord gave us boldness. He did not do to me anything. The Lord is in charge of our security. The Lord is in charge of our protection. And God is doing great. And if you have any question, I'll give you 5 minutes. If you ask, please, any question you have.
You started to tell the story when he was in prison and upside down. I've seen something about that. Did his wife actually, they protected what he had already translated, put it in a pillowcase?
He also, yeah, she protected that one too, yes.
And
in under the pillow.
Brought it to him, and then they took it away from him, but the guy couldn't sleep on it. He said it was too hard. He threw it over the wall, and their first convert, which was the man that worked in their house, he got it so that he didn't have to start all over again. would translate.
Yeah. Many stories going on about that son, and they never knew about, and some of the things that they persecuted, have not written down in the book. Mm-hmm. One time we went down to Mandalay, and the man showed me where they buried the Bible. He was some of the Bible that he had written on the stone. That the government did not like it, they buried him. He said, I knew here this woman. Mm-hmm. So right now they are asking the government if they allow him or not. There are many things, hidden things, what the son had done in Burma. What we knew, some of the things, yes, you're right. Yes. Any other question?
Talk a little about your Bible translation projects here.
Okay, the Bible translation I work, where Thomas needs to share, so let me share. And we, in Burma, we have fundamental group. And if you know the Baptist Mission, they have Bible translation ministry. It's called Bibles International. They use Texas scriptures and Methodist text. They also have Bible consultant to Burma. And I was helping them as coordinator, national coordinator for 13 years. And we have 13 translation projects. The reason I was helping, number one also, the liberal Baptists, they look down on us. So I pray that one of these days, the fundamental group will be strong in Burma. And I talked to the leaders of fundamental people in Burma. They agree that in 2007, we started Bibles International Myanmar Society. Now we are having 13 translation projects and dedicated to 5 New Testament completed, and complete Bible will be dedicated also in November. So God is doing great things. And by the way, Hong Lian, you put a picture there, and I know him, we have been friends. And so he's a good person and a nice young guy doing the great work. Any questions, please? If not, I think it's time for us to sleep.
Amen. Okay, let's sing a song. By the way, before you, how many different languages are in Burma?
Over 100 and, I think, 35. And more than that, actually.